On what would have been her 43rd wedding anniversary, Lisa Hobbs is standing in her front yard watching dump trucks roll down her street. One of those trucks killed her husband.
There's that one.
In December 2016, Gene Hobbs was working for the Meade County Public Works crew. He was raking along the side of the road when one of those dump trucks backed over him. The driver then accelerated forward, hitting him a second time. Hobbs died at the scene. An eyewitness and the Kentucky State Police trooper on the scene said that the truck's backup beeper wasn't audible on the noisy work site, so maybe Hobbs didn't hear it coming.
Okay, let's hear that one.
Kentucky's Worker Safety Agency tested the beeper on a quiet street later that day and said it worked fine. The state inspector didn't interview the sole eyewitness to the accident. He didn't document employee interviews, and he didn't properly investigate numerous possible worker safety violations. More than a year later, Lisa Hobbs worries that truck is still putting people in danger. When it backs down her country road, she listens to hear if anything has changed.
No backup beeper. No backup beeper.
Gene Hobbs's case is not an anomaly. In fact, it's the norm. During fiscal years 2016 and 2017, nearly every single inspection the state conducted after a worker fatality had serious shortcomings, according to both a federal audit and a KYCIR analysis. In Gene Hobbs's case, the Kentucky Occupational Safety and Health Agency, known as KIOSH, didn't issue any violations or fines to Meade County, Gene Hobbs's employer. Instead, the state appeared to blame Hobbs for his own death. A KIOSH supervisor wrote in an email that he, quote, just zigged when he should have zagged.
That's not the truth, you know. It's not the truth. It just tears you up. You don't know what to do.
Kentucky is what's known as a state plan, meaning federal OSHA allows the state to operate its own worker safety program. That's as long as it's at least as effective as what the feds would do. But according to the audit federal OSHA issued in August, Kentucky is not meeting that standard. It identified more shortcomings in Kentucky's agency than any of the other 27 state-run programs. The audit also included a special study that specifically criticized how the state handles worker fatality investigations. According to the audit, KIOSH often didn't interview witnesses and didn't determine the cause of the accident. In some cases, the agency improperly blamed the employee who died when it wasn't their fault. When KIOSH did issue violations and hand out fines, a majority of companies saw those penalties cut by at least half by the end of the process. Because of these failings, the audit says workers in Kentucky continue to be exposed to serious hazards. Jordan Barab ran the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration under President Obama.
Well, these shortcomings are very concerning. Identifying the causes of these incidents is also vitally important because otherwise the employer doesn't know how to avoid the next incident.
In a statement, the Federal Department of Labor said it's working with Kentucky on a corrective action plan. Barab says that's a big deal because the feds can take over failing programs.
Having a state program is a privilege, not a right of the states. And certainly it requires the states to address rapidly and seriously any problems that are identified by federal OSHA.
The Kentucky Labor Cabinet declined multiple interview requests for this story. In its official response to the federal audit, cabinet leaders said they were making some changes, like how inspectors document interviews. But they disagreed with other criticisms and defended their investigations. Mike Donta was a deputy commissioner over KIOSH until last December, including during the two-year period we examined. He says he didn't know the agency was doing such a poor job of investigating fatalities until he read the federal audit this summer.
There's really no excuse for a bad investigation, and I'm not trying to make some for them. However, there are things that could be put in place to help protect the program and make the program better.
He described an overworked, underfunded agency. State funding for worker safety has increased slowly over the last few years, and federal budget cuts haven't helped. That's impacted staff turnover. 63% of state worker safety inspectors have less than 3 years' experience, according to the federal audit. The state is barely meeting the minimum required number of inspectors. And Donta said, it's a tough job. Inspectors have to deal with grisly deaths and grieving families.
Whether it's a good investigation or a bad investigation, it's not going to fix what they want fixed. And that's their loved one back.
But Lisa Hobbs says that's not what she wanted out of the investigation into her husband's death. She just wanted to find out what happened. And if it was the employer's fault, she wants them held accountable.
We're not the only one. There's a lot out there. And evidently, they must mess up every one of them. every one of them.
Hobbs ended up filing a complaint with federal OSHA. The feds reinvestigated and agreed. Kayosh had failed to interview the eyewitness, missed possible worker safety violations, and hadn't done enough to test the backup beeper. These sort of complaints, coupled with the federal audit, mean Kentucky's worker safety program is under intense scrutiny from federal OSHA. But rather than doubling down on enforcement, the state's focus is elsewhere.
Last year, we saved in penalties for businesses over $12.5 million.
Then Labor Cabinet Secretary Derek Ramsey told WKMS Radio in April about the cabinet's voluntary education program that helps companies abate workplace hazards before they get fined.
We're going to educate, and then citate.
Laura Stock is the director of the Labor Occupational Health Program at the University of California, Berkeley. She said an opt-in voluntary education program like Ramsey described isn't enough.
Without a really strong enforcement unit to truly kind of set the ground below which employers are not going to fall, these voluntary compliance assistance programs are not going to be able to do the job.
As evidence of success, the Labor Cabinet often points to declining workplace incident rates, though the rate of injuries and illnesses in Kentucky remains above the national average. After a recent spike in 2016, the number of fatalities investigated by Kayosh dropped to 20, the lowest number in a decade. But for the families gathered in a high school gymnasium in Garrett County back in April, that's still too high.
Father, today we do come as family and friends of loved ones lost.
A local pastor opened the Workers' Memorial Day event with a prayer.
We thank you, Lord, today for the work that's being done to keep others from being injured as well.
That work has given this crowd an energy that's less mournful and more determined. Many of these families, like Lisa Hobbs, have filed complaints with federal OSHA about how the state handled their cases. Ron Hayes is a worker safety advocate who's been helping many of these families. He lost his son, Pat, in a grain bin accident 25 years ago this October.
Because we do not have a strong foundation with our OSHA agency here in Kentucky, we lose too many people.
Speaking to the crowd, he details the work that these families know too well.
It's a fight to get reports. It's a fight to find out what happened. Fight to get up and go on. I tell each family, you either sit in the corner and cry, or you can get up and fight.
Along one side of the gymnasium, Lisa Hobbs and her son Jeremy join a line of families. They've all become friends over the recent months, banded together by shared grief over the loss of fathers and husbands and sons and daughters. The grief brought them together, but the fight for answers, for closure, for the state to handle their cases properly, it's the fight that keeps them going. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Eleanor Klibanoff.